Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, tight cattle supplies and strong consumer demand for beef continue to drive cattle prices higher. And Torrington Livestock Markets and Cattle Country Videos' Lex Madden out of Torrington, Wyoming, says that the next few years are going to be some good ones, especially for cow-calf producers.
They say our cow numbers are the lowest they've been since maybe 1962-63. We just had record numbers for exports and total dollars of beef sold production here in the last year or two here, I think in 2022.
And he says, in addition to higher fed and feeder cattle prices here of late, the slaughter cow and bull market is about as strong as he's ever seen. And for good reason.
I think the cows and bulls are going to get, they're going to get in shorter supply as we go into the summer. And because of, higher prices with great demand. And so a lot of people can't afford steaks or cheaper roasts or something. So we've become a hamburger nation.
Again, that was Lex Madden with Torrington Livestock Markets and Cattle Country Video out of Torrington, Wyoming. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.